Papist. Or the Papist.
Oh, green, green, green. They all came out of the green. Casting their cares to the wind, they shout to each other with glee. Why must I listen? So green is the sea that in this awful place is, oh, so rarely seen when the mollusks glisten. Oh, fie, fie, fie! I toil and I struggle and try, casting my fetters away, I strike up a chorus in D. Whom must I strangle? So orange are we, so horribly orange, our glow has infected the sky like a rotting spangle. Oh, woe, woe, woe! I shine with a luminous glow, labouring over fields of glutinous loam. When shall I slumber? While writing this poem, or reciting the lies that I shall never know, forgetting the number. Oh, death, death, death! My parents are both out of breath, through breathing their last in a shoemaker's box, drowning in leather while clutching their socks, and pronouncing in Gothic a low shibboleth, predicting the weather. He writes with the left, who once wrote with the right, and does in the day what he once did by night, and those who knew him now take fright and warn off their kin from a similar plight. He cries in the rain, who once rained with a cry, and furrows his brow with a sizable sigh, and his awful errors multiply the quotient of eight by the sum of reply, till the powers that be become banned from the sky and are forced to descend on a lame eremite. The lad on the rung of a ladder was wrung by the neck for the song so appallingly sung, with lugubrious larynx and terrible tongue, with a warbling wind from a labouring lung. Alas, Sorgalusa, his time was now up. He drank curried vol from an old paper cup, as if the volcano was about to erupt. Then he grope, and he grape, and he gripe, and he grup. On August the 8th I arose with pup, which I fed with a turnip or wild rubber bung. I feel like a pair of appeal at a fair, a lascivious Czechoslovakian au pair. From where I stand no sound is heard, save shrill and lucid mutters, and still no thought my mind has stirred, save how few cats have stuttered. And with this truth I'll live my life until my grey beard crumbles, or leaves me and attacks my wife, who always groans and grumbles. A graceless squaw who plaits her hair, and fashions shapes exotic, and sleeps while floating in the air, in postures quite ungainly, mainly aquatic. From where I sit no smell is small, no sight is sought unsubtly. The lighthouse keeper, 10 feet tall, he closed the door quite shutly. His mouth wedged open by a spoon, he kicked the knavish curry, and shouted, "You may leave quite soon." They all left in a hurry. A graceless hare who squats alone, and sings in basic Turkish, for 2 is comely, 3's a crone, and 4 is scarcely lawful, awful, allergish. For those in peril on the sea. Upon a far-off gloomy shore, where octopoids made merry, my father left a bottle-brown enclosure, which was like a town, a city drowned in sherry. The first day that he left it there to board his vessel briny, it dug a hole full 6 feet deep, as if an aging witless creep had dreamed it up in senile sleep. His intellect is tiny. The phantom welder raised the eye, my father helped him pickle, and looked around the burning bath, awaiting the dire aftermath of frying sodium in the hearth. These fearsome fiends are fickle. His eye, it leapt from wall to wall, we squashed it with a racket, but bouncing back it broke a vase. The welder, rolling loud his R's in imitation of papa's, said, "If it squashes, sack it!" The hedgehogs in the nesting box, the wild ducks are prickly. My father stunned them with a mace, the cheque-book keeper fell from grace, and grace fell silent quickly. Auntie's Inferno is long since extinct, as extinct as the greenhouse to which it was linked. The greenhouse decayed as the sunflowers grew, the flowers grew green as the sunhouse did too, till everything burst with an ominous bang, and the debris was scattered to farthest Penang, where uproarious natives seek widely furore. Till the day dawns again, and their knee-bones are sore, the knee-bones delayed, as the coronary's crew had a thrombotic vote just to see who was who. But hold, ye Arabs! Avast, ye scarabs! Elope ye laps and turn off taps. Begone all fins and mandarins. For as the poll was counted out, we curried flavour with the lout and laid the regal plinth. Fondue makes the heart absinthe and melts the wax of love, as it cries out aloud to the heavens above, "Desist! You're pissed!"